Mondays, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. More meteorological misery for California, with yet more rain falling on already saturated soil.
In the area of the Oakland Hills known as Piedmont Pines, the heavy rains and high winds have taken their toll on the huge trees that form a canopy over the neighborhood. Tim Ports and Elizabeth Faust say water is pouring out of the ground in places they've never seen before.
So it's saturated, and it's coming out, and it's making kind of a little crevice. So it was kind of near the trees, and I was like, that can't be good, that much water coming out of the hill. It's got to be loosening up.
And with more storms on the way, they're wondering about the remaining trees that tower directly over their home.
KCBS-TV reporter John Ramos. President Biden's heading to the U.S. border city of El Paso, Texas today, ahead of the North American Leaders Summit in Mexico City beginning tomorrow. Reporter Chris Fox is in El Paso.
It might sound like a normal Saturday night in downtown El Paso, but these teens are Venezuelan migrants, and they're living on the streets in tents and buses around church shelters while they seek asylum. Women and children are inside. They're hopeful President Biden's trip will lead to better conditions. Fernando Garcia of the Border Network for Human Rights has a message for the president.
The United States is systematically violating the asylum laws and the constitutional rights of immigrants and asylum seekers.
The president will be joined by Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. Chris Fox for CBS News, El Paso, Texas.
That Newport News, Virginia teacher allegedly shot by a six-year-old student is showing signs of improvement. The community still trying to process what happened. This man describes the chaos he saw Friday when parents came to get their children after the shooting.
This one lady pulled up. She was like really hysterical, trying to get her kids. Two police officers had to drag her back and explain the situation.
New American firepower is on its way to Ukraine. The first is some $3 billion worth. CBS's Ian Lee is in Kyiv.
The United States is being joined by Germany and France in providing infantry fighting vehicles, Cold War weapons designed to rip through Russian tanks and move troops. The Pentagon says they'll give Ukraine the ability to change the equation on the battlefield.
So you didn't win millions in the lottery Friday. How does a billion sound?
If I had $1 million.
How about $1 billion? There was no Mega Millions winner in Friday night's drawing, so the jackpot now rises to $1.1 billion. If someone wins it, it would be the third largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. The next drawing is Tuesday night.
I'd be rich.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News. $1.1 billion? Don't spend it all in one place. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with highs around 24. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 15. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 29. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
Up of 12% when the temperatures go down.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
And finally, in the UK, the upside to stormy weather. Wind farms produced a record amount of Great Britain's electricity last year, accounting for close to 27%, up from about 22% in 2021. At one point in late January last year, wind-powered electricity accounted for 64% of the country's generation. I'm Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Ooh. Ooh.
Morning sun.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
You knew it was coming. That is Essential Last Crack at 11. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. Of course, Last Crack, for those maybe who are hearing Last Crack for the first time, was a Madison band that was on Roadrunner Records back in the late 80s and early 90s. And of course, I managed the band for about 10 years and went to Europe with them and helped them on their third album. So I have a little history with the band. And of course, that was Downbeat Dirt Messiah. That was from Burning Funk House Live. That was my birthday party in 2002. So it was recorded literally about 20 years ago. Before that, Mac Bolasses from the same show. That was recorded at the Annex in Madison in 2002. And we opened that Essential Last Crack with one from their third album, Run Head Start Screaming, with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals. And that was called Why. We have a lot more stuff coming, but right now, you know what? I want to tell you about this band, Level the Earth. Now, you may have heard me talk about my band, Iron Plow, and my bass player, singer in that band, Chris Howard, he plays drums and sings in a band called Level the Earth. And Level the Earth just put out a new EP not long ago, and now they're going to be doing their first show because they are a new band out of Waukesha. And Sunday, February 25th, Level the Earth will be playing with Primary Enemy, and Conniption is the headliner on that one. That's going to be at Da Bar in West Allis coming up Sunday, February 25th. So let's listen to a double shot of Level the Earth. This is Warhead. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We'll be right back.
With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's a day of
Maxinc Radio, radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
Hold Out for Fire. That ends a double shot of Level the Earth. Level the Earth playing Sundays, February 25th at DeBar in West Allis with Conniption and Primal Enemy. We will be right back after the break with a little Altria. You're listening to Max and Kevy.
CBS News Brief. As bad as it is in California, the worst is still to come with more rain forecast to hit already saturated ground.
At least 2 to 4 inches over a lot of areas, most areas. And there will also be areas getting anywhere from 5 to as much as 10 or more inches.
Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service. More than 300,000 homes around Sacramento lost electricity overnight. President Biden's off to El Paso, Texas, a city struggling to cope with a massive influx of migrants. A weekend rally there heard calls to ignore the politicians, using the issue to fan fear and anger.
That's how they get their vote, by scaring people. They use refugees to scare people. People to gain voters.
In Ukraine, what Russian ceasefire? President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Moscow of ignoring its own ceasefire, timed to coincide with this weekend's Orthodox Christmas for their parts. The Ukrainians had called it a trick. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicky Barker.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Jen from Altria, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
This is Nick from The First Rule, and all my friends suck. You're listening to Matt Sink Radio, radio for the people.
All my friends suck. Now tell me why. Never wanna go, I never wanna chill, no matter how hard I try. All my friends suck. It's worse than that. Never wanna FaceTime, never wanna call, and never ever text me back. I can see that you read my message, and you still haven't responded yet.
Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
And light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state, waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin System.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.